This is Johnny B. Truant from the Self-Publishing Podcast. You're listening to the Practical Defense Podcast with Alex Haddix, the one person who actually does expect the Spanish Inquisition.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week, we're going to review a recent home invasion and robbery from here in the Los Angeles area. This is from a police report of an incident that took place on October 30th in a wealthy suburb. The report reads, three unidentified men confronted a woman at gunpoint inside her residence Tuesday morning during a home invasion robbery. The victim's husband had left for work just minutes before the suspects entered the home and confronted the woman, who was home alone. The suspects wore ski masks and hooded sweatshirts. At least one of the men displayed a handgun during the robbery. The men left with jewelry and cash after tying up the victim. The woman was able to free herself after several minutes and called 911. The victim was not injured during the robbery, and there is little known about the suspects at this time. It was 6:45 in the morning. Now, there are not a lot of details in this public report, such as how the men gained entry into the home and what they said to the woman. But let's take a quick look at what we do know for certain and tease out some lessons that can be learned. The community named in the report, which I deliberately omitted, is affluent and considered extremely safe. First, this was obviously a planned event. The thugs were prepared with masks and probably knew when the husband left in the morning. They presumably scouted the house, posing as people asking for charity donations, distributing political flyers, offering services such as gardening or tree trimming, or even car detailing. Basically, any excuse to get someone inside the home to open the door, to look inside, or to walk around the property. So these dirtbags waited until the husband left and when they knew the wife was going to be home alone. They somehow got her to open up the door. If there was a forced entry, it probably would have been mentioned in the report. Now, as soon as the door was open, they had control of the home and could take their time, knowing that they would not be disturbed for the rest of the day. Now, how terrified do you think the wife was at that point? She was alone, helpless, with three very dangerous and armed men in her home with no one to come help for at least 10 hours. The woman in this report was exceptionally lucky in that she did not get seriously hurt. I had a neighbor when my family lived in Hollywood that was not so lucky. Men forced their way into the home and tied up both the son and the mother. The bastards then raped the mother multiple times over the course of several hours and then left with the valuables. I use this case study in my book. Now, nothing can absolutely prevent this type of attack. However, there are several simple things that can discourage it, and they all trace back to making your home a harder target and maintaining awareness even in the home. First, everyone should leave the home at random times every morning. Leave in a different direction and keep an eye on who is sitting in cars, apparently doing nothing. If you see something suspicious, get a license plate and a description and call the local authorities. If you're the first person out, call back to the home and let them know that you saw something. It could help put them on their guard. If you're going to be home alone, set the home alarm system. There is no rule that alarms have to be set only at night when you sleep or when you're not at home. I set my alarms during the day all the time, even though I'm right here working in my office. And don't tell me that you don't have an alarm system. Get one and use it. They're not that expensive these days, and they're worth every penny, especially if you have children. Do not open the door unless you can verify the identity of the person on the other side. Do not open the door to strangers. Talk through the door. And do not stand right up on the door. Stay back into the side when responding to knockers. And that'll do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at security.palladium-education.com for all of the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
New to the iPhone App Store is Posted, the carry list of anti-gun locations. This app is for anyone who carries their firearm on a regular basis. It is extremely inconvenient to discover that the store or restaurant you are about to enter prohibits your Second Amendment rights. You either have to disarm in the parking lot or go somewhere else at the last second. With this app, you can quickly see all anti-gun locations in your current vicinity or look up anti-gun locations by type, city, state, or even name. You can view them on a map or a list and see all the location's details, including alternate gun-friendly locations when available. Posted includes lists from many popular gun forums and gun groups. It is crowdsourced and will continue to get better over time. It takes less than a minute to add a new location. Posted is available on iTunes for all iPhones, iPads, and iPods. It is available on Google Play for Android.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.